Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So first thing I want to talk to you about, Mr. Mayor, is the city's putting in a ban on camping on public property?
Well, the city council voted the other night. It was a 7-4 vote, and as mayor, I'm reviewing it. I haven't signed the ordinance yet. I'll be meeting this week with the law department to see what the options are. So city council did pass that, but it is not officially executed. As mayor, I need to sign off on any ordinance changes or any new ordinances, and I have not done that as of yet. I want to review it with the law department and the team over there.
All right, so you haven't had a chance to really dig into it then yet?
No, I mean, we've been working on our own type of scenario. I'm the mayor, as I've said, Dan, many times. I'm the mayor of everybody in Brockton, right? Everybody that is fortunate enough to have a home and those, unfortunately, that do not have a roof over their head. So we need to, provide wraparound services and support. So, again, I have a social services director, Jasmine Bradshaw, that's unbelievable, and she's actually out every day helping our homeless population. So I will be reviewing what was passed, and we'll see what the next steps will be.
Now, something else has come up, Mr. Mayor, is the governor's been putting out a warning about the dry conditions, brush fires as a red flag warning. Do you have any thoughts or concerns on that?
We do. I met with the fire chief, Brian Nardelli, a week ago, and the chief's determination is he provided me the ability to stop all outdoor fire chimneys or open fire pits in the city of Brockton. So they're not allowed at this time, unfortunately. We're seeing a lot of brush fires. And, you know, you saw what happened up in the city of Lynn, which is very similar to the city of Brockton. So we are working with our DPW to see what the efforts are in terms of even doing a winter ban right now in Brockton. We have not done that yet in terms of water consumption and outdoor type of things. But there definitely is a prohibition right now at the direction and discretion of the fire chief. So there are no fall ability or winter ability to have outdoor fire pits in the city of Brockton.
And you said you're considering some water restrictions. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're looking at that, Dan. I mean, you know, Silver Lake is down a substantial amount, and you know, the city of Brockton gets a lot of its water from Silver Lake. So, you know, we have to look at all options. It's my understanding because we've had several mild winters with very, very slow and low snow accumulations that it's really having an impact on, on why it's so dry right now. And so we are looking at all options. We have 106,000 residents in the city of Brockton. So we have to make sure we protect all those that live and work in the city of Brockton.
Now, of course, on a lighter note, the city recently had their Veterans Day parade.
We did. It was phenomenal, and I want to applaud every veteran that has served our nation or is currently serving our nation. We would not be able to assemble. We would not be able to run for office. We would not have elections without their great sacrifices. And we had over 300 junior ROTC members march in the parade, up from a little over 100. So I want to thank all the JROTC from Brockton High. And the day was beautiful. The weather was beautiful. Kelly Young is our veteran services agent. And, you know, we had veterans from Vietnam. We had some from Korea and Desert Storm and all the conflicts and wars. And just, you know, I've never served a day in my life, Dan, but I am just so proud and very appreciative of all the brave men and women that have served during battle time and during normal times as well. And so I am just proud to be able to march in the parade. And we had the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts there. We had some antique cars, and really, it was about the veterans, and I was just really pleased at the wonderful turnout and support of people standing on the sidewalks, waving flags and supporting and clapping for our veterans.
Now, something else the city's also been talking about is a dental plan for retirees.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. We've already enacted it. The deadline is next Friday, a week from this Friday, and it's to work with any retired city employees, also any retired school employees. And even if they get their pension from the MTA, Human Resources is providing Blue Cross Blue Shield Dental. And if someone is a retiree that passes away, their surviving spouse will continue the dental program. It really is a cost savings, and it provides really a wonderful amenity. If Brockton retirees are looking for any type of dental plan or benefits, please reach out to the city of Brockton. You can call the mayor's office, or you can call HR, Human Resources. But again, I do want to thank Human Resources that are always looking for any type of benefit that's going to help our current active employees, but also the wonderful retirees that have given so much to our city.
Now, we also heard about a new business that's been opening in the city, an ice cream bookstore.
Yeah, it's Dr. Ellie Paris down closer to, it's down on Main Street, it's closer to St. Patrick's Church and also the Thomas P. Kennedy Main Library. It's a really creative business practice. It's the ribbon cutting will be the 22nd, but it's ice cream, it's a bookshop, it's a great area in the city of Brockton, and I applaud Dr. Paris for her initiative and her entrepreneurship in the city of Brockton.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.